Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me. You can follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and in my Twitter bio is the link to join our Talking Puck Discord. We're growing the family. We want you to be a part of it. It's all positive and fun hockey talk. We have some pretty good discussions on there, and the best part is it's all free. You can join. You can post articles, links, pictures, have some laughs with us, so please check that out as well. All right, I want to get right to it this week because we're just kind of sitting here twiddling our thumbs as hockey fans, waiting to see what's going to happen. The NHLPA is updating its members. The NHL Board of Governors is still talking about things. And we're just sitting here thinking, man, it's almost Christmas. Shouldn't we have some news by now, especially if training camp is going to start in early January? Which I no longer think it is. I'm not even sure if it's going to start in the middle of January. I actually think there are more issues at play here than we're really being led to believe. The money thing is off the table, in case you missed that, by the way. It's done. The financials are not a question anymore. The owners tabled it, and so everybody's cool there. What could have been a major disaster and a big-time hang-up is not, thankfully. But now, we're trying to figure out, while vaccines are coming out, but won't be completely readily available for who knows how long, depending on how many months it takes to roll everything out. It comes out in phases. It might not be till the middle of summer or later. Hopefully it's by April, but we don't know that for sure. So, but even then, you're already into an NHL season. And so they're still going around and around on, are teams going to travel? Are we going to have baseball-style homestands where you have teams come into town for a two- or three-game series? Maybe you have a bunch of teams come in. Maybe you have a mini round-robin while you're there, essentially. You know, say you'll bring a bunch of teams into Vegas, a bunch of teams into Nashville or Chicago, a bunch of teams into Edmonton, and then try to play in 2 weeks a bunch of games. Well, maybe you try to do that, but they haven't worked all that out yet. And it's interesting to me, and Brian Burke said this as well I believe it was TSN. I agree with him. He doesn't think 56 games is possible anymore. I don't either. I think that we're kind of beyond it. I think 48 has got to be where we're heading, especially if, again, I feel like the NHL has that hard out in the middle of July. They got to be done. They got to be out of there by the time the Olympics hit. Otherwise, the Stanley Cup final will disappear from American television. It'll just disappear. Nobody wants that. Plus, the NHL wants to build in a week at the end of the season so that they can have makeup games if they need to, which, based on what we've seen from every sport that has tried to travel, football and baseball, you'll need it. You will miss games. You will have outbreaks. Even as we're trying to get everything under control, it's still, and the virus is not 100%, once you have the vaccine, that's not 100%. It's 90, it's 95, but that's not 100%. Somebody could still get it. It's one of those, I know it's a fluid situation, and it's a difficult situation to deal with. And you don't want to put the players in harm's way. The NHL and the NBA did a great job in their bubbles, but that was the bubbles, and guys don't want to do that again. They want to be able to have a season, have games, do some traveling. Owners want butts in seats, clearly, as soon as they can have them. The NFL has done some of it. We've heard teams talking about maybe trying to play outdoors just to get some fans and some ticket sales and some concession and parking. I just don't know if that's going to be able to happen so quickly. And there's a lot of moving parts to this. But what concerns me is that we're not really hearing progress on deciding any of this stuff. And so that's what leads me to believe that perhaps behind closed doors, there's a couple, these issues are more contentious than we're being led to believe. The last week or two in the press, we've heard, it's probably pretty close. We're almost there. We should have this ironed out soon. And even Gary Bettman, when he came out, sounded pretty positive. And he's going to. That's his role. And I understand that. But I just feel like there's more at play here. Is it going to endanger the whole season? No, I think at the 11th hour, because it always comes down to that, they're going to iron it out. I just think 56 games starting in January, starting camp in early January, maybe even mid-January, might not quite happen at this point. So steel yourselves, hockey fans. We're not there yet. Hopefully we are there soon, but we really don't know just yet. So hang on. That's it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. Please subscribe if you like what you hear. Anywhere you find your podcast, you will find us. If for whatever reason you don't, if you're using some kind of off-the-wall wacko thing that I don't know about. And by the way, if you have a place you get your podcast and we're not there, let me know. Reach out on Twitter at Callahan on Air. But let me know, and also Tom at TalkingPuck.com. You can email me. I almost never mention that. I should. But we're happy to post it, and we'll get it up there. We are hosted by Audio Boom, so if you go to audioboom.com, search Talking Puck Podcast, you'll find us there as well. All right, everybody, take care. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time.